Rain is terrible when you're trying to give tours of your new garden. But it's great for the spinach, sweet potato, and purple passion fruit rapidly taking root.
This is Kelsey's Farr Elementary School, and this is our food forest.
Awesome.
Kelsey Farr Elementary third graders Reneal Luna and Jeffrey Arroyo are showing grown-ups around what used to be a grass field. Now, the school in Miami's Brownsville neighborhood has several thousand square feet of all kinds of fruit and vegetables. Some you can find at your supermarket.
And here we have lemongrass. And when you rip a little piece and you smell it, it smells like lemongrass.
Other produce is more exotic.
And here we have the moringa tree. It's the healthiest plant ever. And it has protein.
It has what?
Protein.
Really? And what do you eat?
It makes you live longer.
The garden is called a food forest, and it serves a few different purposes. The first is to make sure the school's cafeteria has a constant supply of fresh fruit and vegetables.
We have a thing at school that we call taco salad.
Alina Sheriff teaches at Twin Lakes Elementary in Hialeah, the school with the first food forest in the county.
We walk around and pick a variety of the different leaves, the greens, and we roll it up and stuff it all in your mouth. And that's taco salad.
Schools have emphasized nutrition for ages, but new federal lunch requirements have forced them to include fruit and vegetables at every meal. And Florida emphasizes Sunshine State produce. But the food forest is also a way to teach students about the science of farming and nutrition.
And to have that connection from the textbook to nature.
Sheriff uses the food forest for lessons on climatology, chemistry, and biology.
As a matter of fact, we had a colony of ladybugs. And they laid their babies, and we watched the process of them coming out and eating the aphids on the tree and developing and growing into ladybugs and then flying off. How many students get that opportunity?
The project is run by the Education Fund, a nonprofit which supports Miami-Dade schools. They chose neighborhoods where students depend on the schools for meals. At Kelsey Farr, 99% of students receive free or reduced-price school lunches. It's one of 10 schools growing a new food forest. The fund's president, Linda Leach, says they recruit teachers at each school to manage the gardens, and professional gardeners advise the schools, because a project like this really requires a green thumb.
We've tried to go into schools and plant gardens as volunteers, but they die. And we really want children to learn more about food and where their food came from.
Yeah, everything that's on that table is in the bag.
You should get one.
No, you can't.
The produce grown at Kelsey Farr Elementary isn't ready yet. But the school is giving students and families a preview. For now, they get a bag of fruit and vegetables grown at Twin Lakes Elementary School. Today it's mixed greens, kale, and Cuban oregano, a thick-leaved version with a sharper, spicier flavor than regular oregano. 150 families have already signed up at this school alone. Fourth grader Eddie Bird and his mom, Sabrina Dillard, are already thinking about what to do with what's in their bag.
You know, you can season your meals with it. We can make some salads. You know, he likes to eat collard greens, so we have some of that. She gave me an idea in reference to the lemongrass. You can make it with some tea. She also said you can mix it with your rice, so that's something new that's, you know, tribal.
Eddie says he can't wait to eat the vegetables he grows himself. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor.